Lord, we praise you again this morning. We praise you that you live in us, that you are the victorious and conquering Christ. Open our eyes more to see you in your glory. Praise the Lord, it's so good to eat the word together, to enjoy it, to speak out the truths that are in the word. I want to just read a few verses together with you all and continue in the way we've been doing these last few minutes, to pray with the word, to chew with the word, and let the word strengthen our faith. One brother just mentioned what I wanted to actually begin with, that our faith is key. All of these truths have to be activated by our faith. That's why it's so good that we are all together here. This shouldn't just be an event where there's someone standing in the front talking, but we should all speak the word, all speak out the word and exercise our faith. So I will keep it short and then the brothers and sisters can share and speak the word. Romans 8:37. Let's read this, proclaim it, chew it. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Let's read it loudly and full of faith. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Through him, we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We overcome the world, sin, the old man, the devil, through him who loved us. Hallelujah. Through him. The Lord has given us the key in all things to be more than conquerors. There is no other way to overcome. There's no other way to practice this. Nothing else we need to see in order to overcome. It's through him that we can be more than conquerors in all things. Verse 35, let's read verse 35 through 37. It lists several things that we can overcome. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Chapter 8, verse 35. Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Yeah, we can overcome in tribulation. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution? This says yet. Normally it's not good to say yet and but. But in this chapter 8, verse 37, it's good to see yet. Yet in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Thank you, Lord, that you loved us. That you love us even now. Thank you that nothing can separate us from your love. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. You are the loving one through whom we overcome. In all these things, in all tribulation, in distress. Thank you that we can overcome in distress, in tribulation. Even when situations are not comfortable for us and are not easy for us, in all these things we can overcome. And the perfect love casts out all fear. Also, in persecution, we can overcome. Thank you, Lord, that we can overcome. Even when we are hungry or there is famine, we can overcome. Or nakedness, or peril, or sword. There's only one answer. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Father gave us His Christ. And in all these things, we are more than conquerors. And we are also convinced of it, brothers and sisters, that this is the truth. Amen. We are convinced. Amen. We are more than conquerors. I have a short experience to share about this. I have something that always shaped my life was that I said, Lord, if you go with me, no problem can be too much. For me, it was always important that the Lord goes with me. Then I won't be afraid. If the Lord goes with us, we don't need to be afraid. Here, the love of God is emphasized. Who will separate you from the love of God? Because the Father loves us, because the Lord loves us, because the Father loves us, He gave us Christ. The Father could also be satisfied with the fact that Christ overcame. We read in Revelation 1, weep, do not weep, for the lion from the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Father could have said, wonderful, there is one man who is now able to open the scrolls. But the Father loved us so much that He also wanted us to be overcomers. And that's why He gave us His Christ. This morning, I understood a bit more why the Lord loves me, why the Lord lives in me. He doesn't live in me just for me to have a comforter here and now when I am in distress or in tribulation, or that I might have joy when I'm sad, or that I might have peace. These are, of course, all effects of the Lord living in me. But the goal of the Father giving Christ, the overcoming Christ in us, in the outline, Roman numeral 2, it says, this victorious and conquering Christ dwells in us. We need to see this victorious and conquering Christ. And He's not just in the heavenly places, but He also dwells in me. He who is greater than all things, above all things, who overcame all things, He dwells in me. And that's why we are able to overcome all things. That's why now we need to activate our faith through verses such as these, not just in the meeting, but every day in every situation, to speak them out in faith. To speak them loudly. If you are in a tribulation, and then you speak this word in faith, Lord, now in this tribulation, I want to be more than conquerors, than a conqueror that will have an effect. If you speak out such a verse in faith, that will have an effect. Maybe it doesn't change the situation that causes you the tribulation, but the Father will be well-pleased and the Lord will be well-pleased. It says not only that we will overcome a little bit or just barely, it says we will be more than conquerors. Yeah, in English it says more than conquerors. Not just a conqueror, but more than conquerors. It's not like you have to do a high jump 5 meters and you manage to jump 5 meters, 1 centimeter, it's like if you're more than conqueror, then you have to jump over 5 meters and you jump 10 meters, then you're more than conquerors. The Lord wants you to be that victorious. The Lord was more victorious when the enemy tempted him in Matthew 4. Did he just barely overcome that he was crawling on the ground and he was so hungry? No, he cited the word and he was more than conqueror. He's cast the devil behind him. And the Father wants to have such overcomers. And when we say, amen, I want to be such an overcomer, then we are on a good path. So praise the Lord for such a word. Let's read 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, verse 58, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's really wonderful. But thanks be to God. Yeah. Let's all stand up and read verse 57 again, full of faith. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Thanks be to you, Father, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Who gives us the victory? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God gives us the victory. Doesn't that taste good? Isn't that wonderful? I want to encourage you to begin each day by thanking the Lord for this victory. Think about it. Every morning when you wake up, the first thing you say is, God, I thank you that you gave me the victory. That will make a great start for the day through my Lord Jesus Christ. And thanking is so important. It's important to give thanks, not just in a general manner, but to give thanks for the victory. We are like soldiers on the battlefield who already know the outcome of the battle. We know that there will be victory on the battlefield, and we thank the Father for that. Isn't that wonderful? When you are in the middle of the battle and you know that you will have the victory, then you will really give thanks. Let's practice in this way. Also, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, whether he's in prison, he prays. Whether it's midnight, he praises. 2 Corinthians 2, I think, verse 14. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. That was 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Again, this verse starts with thanks be to God. And the brother really had a lot of tribulation. We just read in Romans 8, every day they wanted to kill him. He was sent like a sheep to the slaughter. And if this brother is able to continuously thank the Lord, then we can also do it. I really want to exercise this, practice this when I wake up in the morning to thank the Father that I have victory in Him. In my Lord Jesus Christ this morning, I have the victory. And here it says, in all things. And here we read, in every place, and also at all times. So the victory of the Lord needs to be our reality, not just occasionally, now and then, once in a while, but it should be all the time and all things and every place. It should be so normal for us to experience the victory of the Lord. The problem and the reason why we often don't experience a victory is because we look at ourselves, we look at our situation, we look at our failures from the past. We look at our circumstances. We look at our weaknesses. We look at people around us who disappoint us. We look at saints in whom we also see so much lack. We see so many things where there is so little Christ. And that's why we are defeated in weakness. But it shouldn't remain like this. The purpose of this conference is to change us in this way. Praise the Lord. It's a conference for us to all become overcomers. So from today, let's start to practice whenever the enemy comes and he wants to defeat us. And when we realize I'm just looking at my weaknesses, I'm just looking away, let's turn our eyes to Jesus. Lord, I look to you. I turn my mind, my eyes to you. When I start to complain, let us thank. When we start to mourn, let us praise. Lord Jesus, I praise you. I have the victory in you at all times, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. If you notice the key in all these verses, that it's in Christ, in our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you always look at the Lord and you come to the Lord, then you have victory. It is impossible to be in Christ and not to be in the victory. It is impossible not to look to him and not be victorious. It is impossible to look to him and not be victorious. Now, Philippians 4:13, a short, strong word of truth. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's say it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. Let's read it in French loudly. Philippians 4 verse 13, he's asking the saints to read it in French. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. All things through Christ who strengthens me. Do you believe that? Here it also says all things. All things, all the time, always, in every place, in all things. That's how wonderful our victorious and conquering Christ is. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If you lack strength, the strength comes from the Lord. And then another verse, one last verse. Then we can share Psalm 18, verse 30. Psalm 18, verse 30. It's 29 in English. It's Psalm 18, verse 29. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. For by you I can run against a troop. In English it says, I can defeat the army. Not just run against a troop, but defeat the troops. Amen. I can shatter the people, the warriors. I can shatter the warriors. Not just run against the troop, but really defeat the warriors. And by my God, I can leap over a wall. So now let us take time to be free, to share. I was often encouraged recently not to dampen the spirit, but no matter in what situation or circumstance I may be in, no matter how you feel, no matter what hurts, but to exercise the faith by speaking these verses out in faith. That is a healthy exercise, not to dampen the spirit. With my God, I can jump over a wall and I can defeat the warriors. I had an experience. In the morning, I was lying awake in my bed. I could not sleep. Early in the morning, I thought, so I should pray while I'm lying in bed and not able to sleep. So I went into the living room, sat down. I was just sitting there. And my thoughts started wandering to and fro. And I continued sitting there on the couch. And then all of a sudden, something in me said, get on your knees and begin to pray. Because I felt so weak. But once I got on my knees, got down on my knees and began to pray, then I became a new man. Praise the Lord. I bound the enemy and I strengthened my spirit. And I prayed for so many different things. When you start to pray, you realize how much there is to pray for. So praise the Lord for Him who is strengthens me. Amen. I also have something to share. During the break, I prayed and said, Holy Spirit, come into our midst. And the Lord spoke to me just now. I was really fighting to stand up, but I overcome to not fear man. And the Lord said that we should maybe pray for ourselves, what is on our hearts, to speak it out. Amen. What I experienced is that, I'll begin it a different way. I have a fear of standing up and speaking in front of a group of people. And yesterday, we saw that we are in the midst of a warfare. And the Lord wants us to overcome with Him. And I saw that the Lord doesn't need a lot of people. Like, if you look at the story of Gideon, he only needs a few people. They praised, they yelled, they jubilated, and then they overcame the enemy. The Lord didn't need many people with Gideon to overcome the enemy, because it's the Lord who gives the victory. And I praise the Lord that He gives me courage to stand up and share. I can also testify that when we take the Lord in the situation right away, that's very good. I had an experience a couple of weeks ago. I had to go to the emergency room and I took the Lord right away and I told the Lord, Lord, You are with me. And I immediately had peace and joy in my heart. Many people asked me, were you afraid when you had to go to the hospital? And I said, no, I had the peace And I thank the Lord also that He kept me and protected me. Yes, Lord, we pray for all of us that the word that we have heard, that we read, that we will experience all of it, that we will have a rich experience in you, that from now on we experience you as the overcoming one in us, that we learn to turn our minds to you, set our minds on you, to turn our eyes to you, to behold you and not just the situation. Also, in your name, we bless all the dear, precious saints that you would lead us all to be more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We also pray that all the children would become overcomers, that you would bless the children and fill them with yourself, draw them to you, and make them to workers in your kingdom. This week I read about Gideon in the book of Judges, and the Lord spoke to me in chapter 6, verse 14. Judges chapter 6, verse 14. Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" I praise the Lord because He is the victorious and conquering Christ. I told Him, "I have no strength out of my own. I cannot stand against the enemy. But the Lord in me is the victorious and conquering Christ." I also want to testify that we can really overcome in all things. The last few weeks were really a situation where the Lord really was working on me, grinding me, grounding me, where I had to speak things openly with the saints. And before the conference, lots of things went wrong. My business laptop broke, my car broke down, the bike then worked down, then I missed the train, and I came too late to get the car in the workshop. So everything was going wrong. But I must say, through all these things, I could overcome. I could overcome sin in the form of anger, wrath. And when I finally arrived in the workshop, and I was sweating and I was tired, and then the people at the workshop said, "You're too late. Nobody can help you. You have to go back home by train again." I was able not to be angry. And in that moment, I could see that the life in us is really without sin. And this really encouraged me and carried me that we can overcome all things through Him who lives in us. Because we were encouraged today by the Word, the Lord also used the Word to overcome the enemy in Matthew 4 when He was tempted and said to Him, "If you are God's Son, then speak to these stones and make them turn into bread." The answer of the Lord was, "It is written, the man shall not live from bread alone, but from every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." That was Matthew 4, verse 4. Then the next temptation came when the devil came and said, "If you fall down, the angels will protect you. They will not let your foot dash against a stone." But then Jesus said, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." So this shows us that we can conquer the enemy, overcome the enemy, cast him out by the Word of God. That's why it's so important that we have the Word of God in our hearts. I also want to testify about this word. It's really strong. It's really wonderful. The title of Roman numeral 2 in the outline is "This Victorious and Conquering Christ Dwells in Us." It's so good to have this consciousness that this victorious and conquering Christ dwells in us. It's so good. In the last weeks, when we were preparing, I didn't eat a lot of verses, but I ate 1 John 4, verse 4, so much and a lot, that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. And I realize how this changed so much in me. To have the awareness that the Lord is not just somewhere high in the heavens or far away, but he is in me. He dwells in me. This wonderful, overcoming person of Jesus Christ dwells in me, because oftentimes I have the tendency just to make it a thing to pursue Christ is a thing for us to do, or we believe in matters, but we don't see that it's a living person, Jesus Christ. And in many small situations, when I was at work, when I was at the university studying, I realized that Christ dwells in me. So what do I want Christ to do in me? And for that, I need him, not just so that I'm having a good time, but what does Christ want to work in me? And for that, I can overcome by fear. Oftentimes, I'm lamed. I'm afraid. But we don't need to be like this, because Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We really need to mix this verse with faith. With Gideon, the first ones who were sent home were those who were afraid. But we trust in the Lord. Amen. Christ dwells in us. Amen. Hallelujah. It's very good that Christ dwells in us. Especially in times where we feel like we lack in faith. Maybe it's a long situation where we've been in despair or are discouraged. It's very important to speak the truth out loud and not to allow the enemy to force us to speak lies out loud. It says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the enemy wants us to speak his lies out in faith. Then we believe his lies more than the truth. And as it is promised in Romans 10:13, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. Romans 10:13. And so we have this living Christ in us, and we can call upon him to call things into being that are not in being. So even if I'm in a situation where my faith is lacking, I can proclaim these verses that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if I repeat it, it becomes my reality. Because as it says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So praise the Lord, we can really stand upon this by faith. Praise the Lord. I thought of this verse. 2 Kings 16:6, because he says, don't be afraid, for those who are with us are more numerous than those who are with them. This is the story of Ahaz, who was with his servant. And one verse touched me. 2 Kings 6:15. And when the servant of the man of God rose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. Often this is the way I feel when I'm in the morning. I wake up, I go out early, I want to spend time with the Lord, and what do I see when I meet the day, when I greet the day? I see an army, chariots and horses. And that's what Elisha said to his servant. He says, see, this is exactly what you see, but I'm blind. I only see what I can see with my eyes. I can only see what is outward, but I don't see what is from above. And what is from above is actually the reality of what we need to see. That's why he said, do not fear, in verse 16, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And that is my prayer for myself and for all of us. Lord, open my eyes that I can see what is in the world, what is behind the curtains of the world, what is above all of these lies and media and everything that we are confronted with outwardly, what is behind it. That I don't see that when I open up the news in the morning, that I don't see that, but that I see what is behind it. And it's really wonderful. Because then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. That's the reality, brothers and sisters. We are not alone. We are not outnumbered. We are not just fighting by ourselves with our own flesh. It's not like that at all. We have a whole amount of divine army of chariots and horses of fire behind us. That is so wonderful. And the Lord has already fought and gained and won the victory for us. Our problem is that we are blind. We don't see it. We just see what is before us. That's why Elisha prayed, open his eyes. Also, among us, we speak like we are everywhere. We're in the Netherlands, we're in Switzerland, we're in England. But we speak to so many people. They hear, but they don't see. What's the problem? They are blind. So many people are blind. All people are blind. And I think for us, it is so important to believe. We need to take the word. We need to see. Okay, I don't just want to see what is outwardly visible. I want to see what is reality. What's really going on behind the curtains? What is the Lord today? What is he up to today? Where is his victory today? When I see that, then the whole situation is different. But in the morning, it's interesting, strange, isn't it? You wake up in the morning, you go out, and what do you see? You see what you see. You see exactly the opposite. You see all the difficulties that you have to deal with during the day. So then we have to say, Lord, show me. And it's wonderful, encouraging to be together here, to exercise, to have the Lord open our eyes. I don't just want to see the visible situation. I want to see, Lord, what you are doing, where you are, where you stand, he is sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 and following. Very encouraging. I really want to give the Lord honor for his word yesterday. It encouraged me. And I prayed the whole time, Lord, open my eyes so that I can see where the enemies are, that I can see the enemy of your house, the enemies of my house, the enemy of the house of my family. So often I prayed, and whenever I opened my mouth, I said, Lord, open my eyes that I can see the influence of the enemy in me. Often I don't see it. I'm blind to where the enemy is working in me. If I see the enemies right before me, then I'm going to run away from them, or I'm going to fight against them. I'm not going to accept them docilely. And the Lord told me in my prayer to call my family. And they told me that my mother and my father are very sick. And I told my mother, Mother, the conference has begun. And the Lord is speaking to us. The enemies are many. And we are sleeping. We are spiritually asleep, and the enemy has deceived us. And I encourage my mother that we are reading in the Kings chapter 7, verse 7, and Revelation 3, verse 3. And these verses encouraged my parents, and I was very glad. When I prayed with my father, he always said, Amen. And I said, Father, be courageous. Be of good courage. Don't let the enemy overcome you in your weakness. The Lord is the overcomer who dwells in you. Pray unceasingly. And while I was encouraging my father with these words, and he said, Amen, the Lord also encouraged my spirit that I also need to continue to pray and that the Lord would open my eyes. I am very thankful to the Lord that he stirred me up to call my family and encourage them to continue to pray. Praise the Lord. It's really wonderful to get to know the Lord. Recently, I also am getting to know someone, this victorious and conquering Christ who dwells in me. I'm getting to know him more and more. And Revelation 5 encouraged me very much. And Revelation 5, verse 5, one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. Revelation 5, verse 5. And before that, he says in verse 3, And no one in earth or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. But the Lord is wonderful. I think it's really moving that it's written here that it's the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Root of David who has prevailed. It's the last Adam here who has overcome. We all know the first Adam very well, and we also know ourselves very well. We know our weaknesses. We know our needs. We know where we lack. But now we need to know this victorious and conquering Christ who dwells in us. That we don't say anymore, I'm too weak, I can't do it anymore. That we say, oh, it's just too much for me. This is too hard for me. The Lord overcame every frustration. He was put to shame. When I cry right away. He was lacking food. He was lacking sleep. He was lacking shelter. We know the reaction of our old man when we suffer lack. but it was the last Adam who became the life-giving spirit. I don't want to say someone who says, I can't do it, or to say, I am too weak. I hear that so often coming from myself and from others, but it has to stop. It's so wonderful that we have this overcoming Christ, this victorious Christ, that he overcame as man. He is the lion from the tribe of Judah. He is the root of David. This should encourage us to encourage us even more that he lives in us, that we get to know him more, that we lay hold of him more. He did not love his own life. If my soul, if I start suffering in my soul life, then I just say, oh, I can't, I don't want to anymore, I give up. But the Lord was obedient until the death on the cross. Praise the Lord. Let us not always say, we can't do it, but let's say, Lord, I cannot, but you live in me. For me, it's too difficult. I am lacking food. I am lacking sleep. I am lacking this or that, but still I overcome by you. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful when we know him. When we see the Bible and when we hear the sharings until now, yeah, man has been put in the battlefield between God and the devil. In Job, we see that Job was set as a chess piece in the game between God and the devil. We saw yesterday how far Cain went. Yesterday I read the verses. Luke 15:16 about the prodigal son. He would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. That was Luke 15:16. Can you imagine? If he is a son of such a rich father, and he came to such a low position, when we see what Satan is doing to man and trying to bring them low, to make them worthless, and then use them in battle, we see that won't work. But we saw that the Lord is greater, and he already has the victory, and the Lord gave them light. Said, I want to make, yeah, he said, but when he came to himself, right, the Lord gave him light. But when he came to himself, in verse 17, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? In whatever situation you are, no matter how worthless you might feel, no matter what battle you are fighting today, the only solution is you have to come back to the church. Only the church has the bread in abundance. Until now, we've been going this way. We can overcome. The fact that we have been on the path of life so long is because of the Lord's being with the Lord and in the church. In the church, we have the prophetic word that we can see, that we can go on, that we can overcome. Praise the Lord. We need to see that the church has bread in abundance. Amen. I want to encourage when you are too weak or you feel like you cannot grasp hold of the victory in prayer, then take a brother or sister to pray together with you. I thought of the story where Ziklag was burned and his wife and his children were sent away, and David chased them. A part of the troops were too weak. They couldn't continue on and they stayed behind. And those who went to fight the battle to go and get the wives and the children, they just wanted to keep the spoils of war for themselves. But then David said, no, we need to share the spoils of war with those who also stayed behind. And the Lord said, yeah. Yeah, but one was too weak. He cannot fight. So then he has no right to the spoils of war. But then do it together. Maybe there is one next to you, a brother or sister, who is strong, who can go forward. He can pull you forward. And then we can share the spoils of war. So before you stay behind, alone and by yourself, before the enemy gets the victory over you, then grab a brother or a sister to support you in prayer, and then you can share the spoils of the war. We're going to end the meeting now. I have a few announcements. Even though I think it's wonderful that we can pray and that the Lord answers our prayer, we read in Corinthians, you can all prophesy one after the others. And I think it's wonderful how the meeting is, the Spirit is flowing in the meeting. Let's continue the flow of fellowship in the Spirit at lunch when we come to eat the meal. The announcement is that this afternoon there will be some things to do. At 2 p.m., it's mainly planned for the children, but it could be that some activities might be interesting for the adults. The first option is at 2 o'clock here in front of the meeting hall. We will meet. Susanne will show how to make linen cloth out of a flax plant, out of the plant that you make linen from. And Susanne says, when you do this, you can also recognize a lot of spiritual parallels, what it's like to take the flax plant and then really create the linen out of it. Then Simon and Wolfgang are going to offer a soccer game, mainly for, not for the very young children, but from 6 years and older can participate in the soccer game. And at 3 o'clock, there will be a craft, an offer to do a craft. So everything starts at 2. At 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, come in front of the meeting hall. You can either make linen, do crafts in the meadow, or go play soccer on the soccer field. Those are the three options. They start at 2 o'clock for whoever is interested, for children and adults. Another announcement for tomorrow. Tomorrow, here in the meeting hall, we want to record a few songs with instruments and voices. Maybe around 2 o'clock after lunch, whoever wants to set his spirit free by singing praise songs, they can come here at 2 o'clock. And we can praise and sing some songs. It's not just about, it's not about quality. It's about praising the Lord with the Spirit and to give the Spirit room. So tomorrow, Friday after lunch at 2 o'clock, we will meet here to record and sing some praise songs and record them. If you have joy to do so, and if you have joy to sing praise songs, come and join us here at 2 o'clock. And tonight at 7:30, the meeting will start. Last night, the meeting began at 8 o'clock, but tonight, the meeting will begin at 7:30 p.m. And if you want to come earlier to pray, you can come here at 7 or 7:15 to begin to pray for the meeting. And I also have an announcement. The conference is always without... if you want to donate anything for your participation in the conference, there is an offering box outside on the table. And there's also a sign that says the bank account in case you want to transfer the money in the bank account. But otherwise, there are no fees for participating in the conference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bye, Lek. Good to see you.